It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so Reentry Monday is brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank here at 4:05 in the afternoon. Felger and Mads brought to you by DraftKings. All coming in from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. As promised, we're going to go right back to the phones and get your thoughts on everything from the weekend. Steve in Boston on the Celts. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on Brad Stevens and the Celtics last night, but I agree with you guys. As much as the young core should get blamed for kind of choking and giving the series away, I think some blame needs to go on Brad Stevens. It seemed like every time out, it was like you're expecting something different, and they just come back to the court, chuck threes, and it's like you're trying not to put your fist through the TV, but it seemed like Brad Stevens just didn't.
Powerless,
you know, completely got outcoached.
He's powerless. He's powerless to correct the team's bad habits or bad ways. He's powerless to help the locker room, which I think clearly has some issues. He's powerless to stop their bad style of play when it gets going.
I mean, it looked like they had figured it out and solved that Miami defense in the zone on Friday night in Game 5. And none of that translated to last night's game.
So, Friday night, they win by pounding the paint, getting to the rim, getting to the line. And I also thought on Friday, they really ran. They did a good job.
Like absolutely.
They ran. They ran off misses. They ran off of turnovers. Miami did not get back. And it's like, okay, formula. And Steven said it. Celtic basketball. There it was. Then they come last night, and they shoot 46 effing threes, which is more than the highest three-pointing shooting team in the league, as Maz looked up. The Houston effing Rockets, who play the most atrocious, awful brand of basketball you could ever imagine, average 45 a game. So you shot more threes than the Houston Rockets do. And Stevens obviously doesn't want to play that way because they were playing another way than the game before, and he told them, good job, Celtic basketball, let's keep it going. So the team comes out and plays a whole different way, and he can't stop it.
Yeah, right.
So he's powerless. But so is every other NBA coach.
See, that's the thing. That's why I think you need a veteran guy on the floor that can slow it down. See, that's what Butler's real value is for them, if you ask me.
Excellent point. Chris Paul. This is why I'm like on the Chris Paul train a little bit.
I don't mind that idea. But then, you know, you're probably going to get rid of Kemba.
No. Well, there's a dominoes there. You got to, you know, salary matching and, you know, you have two other point guards and Smart and Kemba that got to go, blah, blah, blah. Do that on your own time. I'm big on CP3.
See, the in theory, that guy should be Walker.
He's not.
Except he's never won.
I'll just take this opportunity to do something you will never do, Maz.
That's not true.
You don't even know what I'm going to do yet.
No, I do know what you're going to do. It's not like this is a new concept.
And admit that I was wrong about...
I'm a bigger man to admit I'm wrong.
I think I am. I admit that Kemba Walker's not the guy I thought he was.
I've admitted I've been wrong about plenty of things.
I can't remember the last one.
J.D. Martinez? Sort of.
I don't remember. I was wrong about Kemba Walker. I thought he was better, and I thought he was more ready for the moment and was going to be more of a real piece, and he's not.
What if we hear that the knee wasn't right?
I don't care.
Okay.
You know, like, fine, give him an excuse, give Hayward the excuse, give all these guys an excuse. Either if you're on the floor, I expect you to perform. I'm not going to give, I don't give any of the Bruins an excuse. You know, Patrice Bergeron had a rib. So what? You still got pants by Ryan O'Reilly and you should have won the cup. No, you get nothing from me. You know, if you're hurt, don't play. If you're hurt, get ruled out. So No, by the way, Kemba Walker, if it isn't, that's bad news too, because that's a chronic thing. Is that going to get any better?
No.
That contract just looks worse by the day.
So Kemba Walker, to me, is closer to a role player than a star player. And so he certainly didn't, so he was powerless too, right? You make a good point, Maz. Who can slow the game down, show some veteran seasoning, and say, settle down, guy. You know, we're fine. It's just only a 5-point game. There's 4 minutes left. Let's just get two here. Let's get a good shot. As opposed to, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, we're down five. Chuck it.
I mean, in theory, Hayward can do that. In theory. They didn't have it in this series, though. You make a good point, though, too, about the running, because it struck me, too.
On Friday, they ran beautifully.
You know what has to happen for you to run? You have to play defense.
That, too, yeah.
You got to get misses and then get the rebound and go. That's what has to happen. So last night, Miami shot 58%. That's why the Celtics didn't run, because Miami made everything, because the Celtics were standing there with their hands in their pants.
We've got Cam and Taunton with the Celtics thought. Hi, Cam.
Yeah, let's just compare the GM's moves, okay? Riley, after he lost LeBron James, he's made the playoffs 4 out of 6 years, and the 2 years he missed, he was the 9 seed. So he didn't tank. He drafted well, did not give up bad contracts. And above all else, here's the thing, too. There are two calming veteran influences on that team, Iguodala and Haslam. Those are three guys with 6 combined rings who have been in more big games than you can imagine. I know Haslam didn't play, and Iguodala didn't contribute much on the floor until last night. But those are guys who could bring Hero and Robertson aside and just take a breath. Here's what you do. They listen. Those are more important than coaches.
So
he's done a phenomenal job there. In 6 years of losing LeBron, he's got his team back in the finals. Ainge hoarded all his picks, hoarded all his young players, didn't want to add any veterans who have been there and done that because he didn't want to disrupt his chemistry, which, as you just said, Mike, turned out to suck.
It's a great point. I mean, I think Riley beat Ainge this year for sure. Those two little deadline moves were a factor. I think there's also something about tone. I just think Riley's got more of an edge to him. There's maybe a little more urgency down there. I don't know. I just think with Ainge, he's just so hyper-positive. It's just like, everything's okay. Everything's going in the right direction. Everything's going to be fine. And it's like...
it's delusional.
I don't know. I find it's a little delusional.
Yeah, they're very patient. To a fault, probably. They are. They're very patient. And the thing about the veteran players on the bench, I don't mind that idea. But I thought he was going to say that the guys who calmed the game down, I thought he was going to say Iguodala. I mean, not Iguodala. Dragic. Butler, like I thought he was going to talk about the guys on the floor. You know, Iguodala is a huge asset for them in terms of the mentality and everything else. The only other thing is he said, you know, Miami didn't, well, the Celtics didn't tank either to get to where they are, right?
That's what he just said.
No, but he said Riley didn't tank.
Right.
I don't know if he was saying, he didn't say the Celtics.
No.
He implied, I thought, that the Celtics tanked.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I mean, they didn't do it that way either. So they've been competitive and all of that. But the fact of the matter is that they've stopped a little short of going all in. They've stopped short of that.
So they don't, but I don't know how to quantify it, but you obviously lack killer instinct, obviously. And, you know, your happy pants general manager, I don't think instills it in you either. The coach certainly doesn't. The GM doesn't, because everything's awesome and tomorrow's going to be better than today. Like that's Ainge. Where Riley, a little bit of the ass.
Oh, definitely.
A little bit more of an edge to him. Maybe that permeates a little bit. And then Jimmy Butler, he's got a perfect sort of guy.
You know who else
to embody that?
Was a help there? And he didn't play because he's like a million. Is Udonis Haslam.
Yeah, he mentioned him. Yeah,
and he ripped into those guys in game 5. Not that it helped all that much. But, you know, you read that guy's a presence and kind of like another de facto coach there. So can they convince Kendrick Perkins to come back and, you know, sit on the bench and yell at these guys? Maybe
so, you know what?
Like that.
Like, he'd be good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Back to the phones. Here's our new favorite caller, Estelle in Maine. Did you enjoy the football yesterday, Estelle? Estelle, what's up, girl?
Uh-oh.
She might
Hello?
Be. Yeah, hi, Estelle. You're on the air.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Estelle?
Good. I'm sorry. I talked to you the other day, and I forgot to ask you one thing. On my bucket list, the last thing I have is to meet Tom Brady, and I want to know if you guys could help me.
So how do we
and
go
I love
about
you
doing
guys. I love you guys. I'm an 89-year-old Estelle from Maine.
I know. Did you watch him yesterday, Estelle?
Oh, yeah.
How do you look?
I watch you every
No.
The game.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch Tom? How do you think he looked?
He did well, I think, really. You know, I taped the two others that I haven't watched yet. There was 3 things on at the same time.
So, Estelle, you want to meet him, you said, right? I think I have the answer for you.
What?
Okay, here's what you need to do. between 10 and 2, you need to call the midday show and ask for Scott Zolak. And see if Zolak can hook you up, because he's got a direct line to Brady.
Scott texts with Brady all the time. They're pen pals.
Scott Zolak. Scott, yeah.
Yep. So call this number between 10 and 2 and ask Zoe if he can get you in touch with him. Honestly, I'm not joking.
Yeah, I'm serious. I bet you Zoe can get him to send you at the very least like a video from his phone or something.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So what station is it on, or what telephone number?
Yeah, same number. Just call between 10 and 2 and ask for Scott.
Okay, what do you mean the same number?
Yeah, this one you just dialed, 617-779-0985.
Okay, this number. Okay, yeah. The same number, and ask for Scott.
Yep.
Okay, God, I love you guys.
Okay, we love you too. We love you.
Don't be a stranger. Okay, Estelle, Pat's 2-1 with Cam Newton, though, you know. 2-1, still winning without Tom Brady. You think Scott's going to get her in touch?
Yep. Yeah. I'm serious. I bet you he will reach out on her behalf and get Brady to send him a video or something. I bet he'll do something.
I get him on some TB12 stuff.
If he remembers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Brady will probably use the opportunity to try to sell her some crap. Like, that should have told Estelle that. Estelle, don't take the cheese if he tries to sell you $150 a coffee table book or a $50 bag of nuts.
Or the Protect.
Seriously, just tell him no. Say no, you don't need that crap. You've survived plenty well on your own, sister.
Just a signed picture. We'll do. Back to your phones on a re-entry Monday right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Felger and Mads. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Carr. He's hit. The ball's out. A flag on the play. A fumble on the backfield. Winovich got to the quarterback. Guy got into the pile as well for New England.
What a play by Winovich.
The Patriots seemingly recover.
What
and
a
penalty
play.
In the backfield. Thrown just as offense. The pressure got to the quarterback.
Yeah, and they're going to call 76 with hands to the face here, as you can just hear.
Lawrence right there, Guy baby. With the recovery for the Patriots. Second fumble of the afternoon, lost by Vegas.
Illegal use of hands to the face by the offense. Number 76.
Another penalty for the rookie,
John Simpson. First down, New England.
And that high motor, Chase Winovich with another big play for the Pats.
You're not encouraged by Winovich there? That was a strip sack on Derek Carr in the first half.
Yeah, no, I think Winovich has been pretty good. I don't have any issue with Winovich.
Wise?
Eh.
Why do you make that noise?
Because, again, I don't think Wise is really doing all that much. I don't. I mean, you know, I consider him, they're trying to make him into a defensive tackle, and they're getting run all over. So I don't think any of those guys is really having any sort of impact. They're trying to do the same thing with Rivers. Like, different guys are asking to bulk up there. And what that tells me is they know they're thin, and they're going to try to patch it, and they haven't been able to do it.
So the run defense is legit. You know, five 0.7 yards per carry, I think, yesterday. And, you know, Oakland, if they didn't shoot themselves in the foot, was, you know, about to run you out of the building in the first half. I mean, that doesn't mean blow you out, but they were just, they were running up and down the field on you there, you know, again, before they shot themselves in the foot. And that's a concern. You know, Seattle ran on you too. Like, I get it. I'm okay with their pass defense. You know, Gilmore, I know, has taken a step back. That's true. But that one Renfro, so they scored one touchdown in garbage time, which I, you know, those are
throw out. I throw that out too.
Plastic yards. Okay. That was their second touchdown. Their first touchdown came on a really nice play by that Renfro kid. And, you know, the coverage was right there. Who was it? Was it, who's in coverage on that?
Is that Jonathan Jones?
Jonathan Jones, I think?
Yeah, I think it was Jones. Yeah.
It was right on him. So it's like he blew the coverage or gave him all day. They totally shut down one of the better tight ends in the league. And if Winovich can start getting some heat up there, like, I think their pass defense is still going to be okay, more than okay.
Yeah, the job they did on Waller, I think, is the most impressive thing. And a lot of it was just one-on-one, it looked like, with Juwan Williams, who got caught with a holding at one point. But he was great against them.
See, but I also look at the Raiders and say, well, if you take Waller out, should you get toasted through the air?
No, they have nobody.
I mean, so that's the thing. Like, I look at the Raiders as being an easy team to defend the pass against. And look, I believe in the Patriots' secondary. I'm not telling you that I think the secondary sucks. Their secondary's good. Gilmore's going to play better, but he's got the ability. It's not like you don't have the personnel there. But the personnel up front, ooh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
And the Patriots aren't a high-scoring team anymore, despite what has happened here these last couple of weeks.
And their linebackers are a problem. Their middle linebackers
brutal.
Are garbage.
I mean, do you remember seeing Bentley much on the field yesterday?
I mean, he was.
Don't hear his name.
No, exactly. There's never a contribution from that guy. I want to see him and Sony Michel in a foot race and see who wins. Seriously, like, you could sell tickets to that to see who's the loser who's going to lose that race.
So to me, Winovich is a big figure in terms of Bill's roster and his drafting and everything like this. And we've talked about this a ton that, you know, those last couple drafts have just been so bad and the roster is so thin with young talent that they desperately need some of these young guys to pan out and be sort of, you know, pieces and, you know, the core. You know, who's the young core of this team? They don't have one. They need one. So if Winovich can be one of those guys, okay, so there's one. You know, people are raving about the Duggar kid. I'm not sure what he did yesterday, you know, but, you know, what's his face? The big boy there, Bedard, wants to put him in Canton already. Loves him.
Oh, and Romo was quick to jump on that one at the end of the game, too, yesterday.
Was
did
he?
You hear that
I
one?
Missed it.
Oh, yeah, he was talking. I mean, the point is Belichick must have said something to him.
Exactly.
That's how I
read
it.
I mean, he only played 25 snaps yesterday.
Right.
I say only, you know, that was less than half the snaps. So, I didn't really notice them.
Me
but,
neither.
But again, thank you. Good point, though.
Romo pointed him out, and I said, oh, Belichick told Romo that they liked the kid.
So, I mean, again, just give me a couple. Is it Duggar? Is it Winovich? Is it this Calhoun's a little older. Who's the other guy? Cowart up front? You know, just give me
something.
Come out of this year where I can point to this guy, that guy, this guy, three or four guys and say, there's sort of some young building blocks going forward for the next iteration of this defense. I think it's hugely important.
Yeah, no question. And it's got to come in the front seven. You know, look, Winovich, I think, has been pretty good here in the early part of the year. But he's not my concern. I consider him a passing defense player. And so I'm more worried about the beef in the middle of fat guys. There aren't enough big fat guys in there. They need more fat guys. They're getting run over.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Scott in the car. Scott on the Celts. What do you got?
Hey, taking out any recency bias, who had a more disappointing season, the Bruins or the Celtics? I'll hang up and listen.
Celtics.
I say Bruins because at the end of the day, I thought the Bruins had a chance at the cup. The Celtics, I thought eventually were going to hit the wall. So now if you tell, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I thought the Bruins' ceiling was higher.
Yeah, if the Bruins had lost to anyone other than this Tampa team, I would agree with you. And if the Celtics lost to the Lakers, I'd agree with you. The Lakers lost to the Heat, who, again, are not, this is not the
no,
Heat's
I hear
time.
You.
They're not a championship team.
I just didn't
think. So the Bruins lost to a championship team, the Celtics did not.
So that's fair. I just thought, I didn't expect the gap between the Bruins and Tampa to be as big as it was.
I mean, the Celtics are better. The Celtics are a better team, a better outfit, better future, all of it. But just, again, relative to what we expected, the Celts were favored. The Celts were favored in their series. The Bruins were not.
Plus, the whole how the whole thing started in the bubble for the Bruins, too, how they didn't take those ramp-up games seriously. You had Pastrnak half-ass in it, and he wasn't playing. Like, the whole thing felt like a mess from the get-go. With the Celtics, they were ready to go.
Yeah, after that first round, though, I thought, okay, here we go with the Bruins. Like, I thought, okay, they're awake.
You fell with the for the banana in the
tailpipe? I did. I took the banana in the tailpipe, Murray. I totally did.
Mike in Arlington on the Patriots. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to, well, I want to unpack this, but I want to address your comment. I think it was Thursday or Friday on Isaiah Wynn. And just that first, I think this team, you guys, are the toughest on Brady without acknowledging how bad that offensive line was last year. And however much he was tuned out, and that you're right about the fact that he was never going to be, you know, as tuned in as Cam is this year. That was really the biggest part of the problem, was his lack of protection. And so when last week, I forget who asked who, if you were ready to, you know, to make an opinion on Isaiah Wynn, I mean, especially this week with how McDaniel spread out that defense and then started chucking Burkhead and everyone else up the middle. I mean, that offensive line looks really strong. It's a totally different.
It feels like it's better, Mike. I mean, if that's what you're driving at, that Brady was hurt by a bad offensive line and Cam Newton's getting a better version of it, I think you're right.
True.
True.
Fair, totally fair.
This line's, they're playing better than they did last year. Absolutely. The move of Tooney to center mass. You didn't like it when you first heard it?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I loved it.
No, so so
my, this is why you paid the guy $16 million a year.
Okay, so that's why I thought they did it, though.
Well, why you should do it.
No, you should do it because it's best for your team, independent of the salary.
Well, no, but it's both. It's like, we got a real stud inside. And if the bleep hits the fan and we need to move him over, we can move him over. That's why we're paying him this money, because he's that good and he's that versatile, and that's why you make that money.
Okay, that's a little different the way you spun it, which is fine. I thought it was more of, well, we're paying this guy this money, so we're going to make him do it, as opposed to, now look, as it turns out, what you're saying is probably right. But I looked at it as, what happened to moving a guy and then making yourself worse at two spots instead of one? What happened to that whole logic?
Do you think Bill did it to be like, F you, this
no.
is why I gave him that money?
No, but initially I started to wonder that, yes. I said, is he just doing this so he can justify paying this guy $14.5 million? The guy's a terrific left guard. Leave him at left guard. Put someone else at center. Then when I saw it work, I went, okay, he was right. I just admitted I was wrong. See?
Roundabout. To me, I hated the franchise tag on the guy. It's like, again, is it 14 or 16? It's
something for 14 and a half, I think.
$14.5 million for an effing guard. When you're paying the other one 10, it's like, what? All your money's tied up in the freaking guards? Well, if you lose your center, which is a more important position than guard, and you can move them over and get the same kind of production, like, okay, well, now that starts to make sense to me.
Well, especially when you factor in the injury that Andrews had. I mean, I say injury, the issue, the blood clots. Maybe that ultimately is why they decided he was worth it. Because he got two positions out of one, and they weren't confident that Andrews was going to make it. That on Wainu, he can play too. He's pretty good.
Chris and Raynham, what do you got for us today on the Patriots?
Hey, guys, are you taking applications for 33-year-old fat guys for the Beat Tom Brady Felger Mass Participation Club?
Explain yourself.
Well, you guys are letting us sell me Tom Brady, so I didn't know if I got if I could get in on that.
I see. Call Scott, 10 to 2.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, so this was a very typical Patriots win, but next week is where we're going to see where Cam Newton is really made of. Because if the Patriots go 2-2, they beat two really bad teams, and they're going to lose to two really good teams. Meanwhile, over in Tampa, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the standings, Tom Brady is basically in the AFC East again over in that division, which is not nearly as good as everyone thought it was going to be.
Right.
And I think there's a good chance he could easily sail through that division pretty quickly this year, and that's about all I got for today.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're just driving at, and you didn't really say it there, that I still think Tom Brady's better than Cam Newton to this day, right this second. Better. But where are the Pats? And how do they look? They look the same. So what is that? To me, it's sort of proving the point about system and program and coaching and all of that and the value of that. I mean, again, the number we gave you before, the Patriots have been penalized 7 times in 3 games, last in the league. Only 4 of them have been accepted. So they've had only 4 accepted penalties.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Tampa has 23.
And 3 of those 4 defensive pass interference. Tampa's 23. It's a joke.
23.
So my issue is not, I believe everything that you've said about Belichick and the program and all of that. I've never deemed it insignificant. I disagreed with you on Brian Hoyer. That's what I disagreed with you on, because I think he blows. So I don't think you're going, 9-7 with Brian Hoyer as your quarterback.
Oh, yes, you are.
But
at least.
But if they're going to be what they have been in the past 20 years, and I'm not saying to a T, ultimately, they're going to need a quarterback who can make plays against good competition.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes. Look,
but even in the regular season. I mean, Brady, faced with the same spot at the goal line against Seattle last week, probably wins that game.
He does? Because the last time he was on the goal line against Seattle, he threw it high and wide to Gronkowski, and they lost.
Okay. But again, so you take Cam Newton over Brady in that situation?
I'm just saying it was the same net result.
Okay. I'm asking you, who would you want at the goal line in that situation?
Brady.
Okay. So then you agree.
But you know what? That's just my gut talking, because the numbers, I don't know, from the one, Cam Newton probably has a higher percentage career-wise.
Okay, but I'm not talking about the Brady at the end here. I'm talking about Brady, invested Brady.
I'll take an invested Brady in every situation over Cam Newton. He just wasn't invested here.
Exactly. So they're still going to need the quarterback to come through. So the Seattle game, the Kansas City game, all those games, those are the ones that are going to decide who they are. And the schedule's going to get tougher now going forward.
It's a reentry Monday. It's brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Back to your phones on everything from the weekend, including a Red Sox managerial firing right after Murray's update.
Yep. In fact, you did say East Boston Savings
Bank.
It is brought
to you by East Boston Savings
Jimmy
Bank.
Jimmy was talking in my ear. I'm sorry. Maybe you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property. Or maybe you're just looking for a free checking account. Visit EBSB.com. That's East Boston Savings Bank. Getting it done since 1848. Here's Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I just wanted to just sort of clarify what you were saying before about Alex. You went on I think it was mostly on the radio at different times during the season. And just to paraphrase what I believe you said, it was essentially, there was a reason that Alex isn't the manager, and that's still the case. Is that kind of what you're saying, that you're standing by what you said at that time?
Yeah, I just don't want to get into more detail on it, just because I think to do so would be, again, I don't want to get in the business. Someone like Alex, who is very important to this organization, I don't want to get in the business of saying a lot of things about him that I haven't had a chance to say to him. So I don't want to get into it in any more detail than that. But yeah, I am standing by that.
So are you basically saying he's not a candidate?
Well, like I said, I don't want to say anything about him that I have not been able to say to him. So I'm not going to answer questions like that.
You're studying the Red Sox thing quickly, Maz. You read that as... Or your read on the whole Red Sox situation is that ownership wants Cora back, we'll bring him back in a second, and Chaim Bloom isn't so excited by the idea.
That's what I think. Yep, exactly right. And so my question then is, like, when Bloom sits there and he says, I'm not going to say anything to Cora that I wouldn't say to him directly first. So you're planning to talk to him. Are you or not? Like it. So I just think, to me, this is the kind of thing where if it were dead, the Red Sox would leak out to members of the media that they trust. Stop asking about Cora. That's not the way we're going. It's only been a year. It's not enough. You know, we're going in another direction. They haven't done that. Why? I still think they want him. The question, does Bloom want him? And is Bloom just playing along here because he's biding time and you know, he's basically saying, well, I'm not going to say it one way or the other, so you don't know, and I don't put the franchise in any jeopardy because we're not supposed to talk to him until November anyway. So when I talk to Cora, I'll tell you where the whole process stands. Like, maybe he's just goofy. But the point is this. If they wanted to eliminate him right now, they could. Why aren't they? They could easily eliminate him. Just leak it to someone, you know, whether it's, take your pick. McAdam or anybody else, because Sean's covered the team a long time. I'm trying to pick, you know, Roche, whoever. Nope, we're not going to go that way. Or Shaughnessy even. Why haven't they done that?
Well, maybe ownership wants him and Bloom doesn't.
And that could be the other thing, right? So there's either a conflict there, Murray, or he's at the top of everybody's list and they're just playing it coy. Like but to me, they could very easily say, no, look, we're not going to go down that road. That's not what we want to do.
Okay, Ron Renneke out. Who's back in? That is your DN Van Lines move around the league. My official mover is DN Van Lines. I think it's 1-800-51-MOVER. I don't have the number in front of me, but dnvanlines.com for all your moving needs. So there's that situation. Just one of the little things we're hitting on today because it did happen over the weekend, and it is a reentry Monday. Justin in Shrewsbury, you want to weigh in?
Yep. I just think it's kind of, like, embarrassing that they fired him, like, during the Patriots game where everyone's not even giving a rat's ass about the Red Sox or watching the Pats. And it's just embarrassing that they won the World Series, had a historical year 2 years ago, and now they're a laughing stock. And then they go on a 5-2 week to end the season, and they don't even get a good draft pick, so they can't even tank correctly. So, I mean, it's just embarrassing. It's a joke. They better bring Cora back and better make some moves, or they're going to have a lot of angry fans.
So how about that 1 o'clock announcement, huh?
Oh, brutal. Brutal. Murray tweeted this out right at the start of the Patriots game. I went, oh my God, he's so right. Because again, I'm a bad person to make that read because I knew it was coming. The actual firing to me was largely irrelevant.
We all knew it was coming. That the guy was just interim. Like, you know, they just took away the name, but we still knew he was interim. But the timing of it,
it's so bad, Murray. You couldn't be more right. Again, I just kind of glossed over it. It's my fault.
Peak dirtbag Red Sox.
It really is. And the caller's totally right, by the way. The Red Sox slipped a spot in the draft order. So you know what's going to happen now? There's going to be 3 players in the draft. They have number 4. And the 4th guy's going to suck. And they're going to miss out on 3 studs at the beginning. Watch, I'm telling you. I guarantee you it'll go that way because they're the Red Sox and somehow they screw it up.
Wayne and Grafton, go.
Yeah, Bloom is a puppet. You know, Henry's going to get what he wants. You got to bring Cora back. You know, he's a cheater. He, you know, he did his time. I mean, we have cheaters in Boston. We had Brady and we had Belichick, and we embrace them all. And Maz, I love that shirt. It's like a raspberry shirt, but just waiting to get licked. So here's licking at you.
Okay, Wayne, thank you again for weighing in. Do they have to, does the next manager have to be for business purposes, Maz, as much as anything?
I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Yes, they need somebody that the fan base can buy into. So it's pathetic, but the manager of the team is the only one that speaks to the media on a daily basis. There's got to be a guy there that has some presence that Red Sox fans will believe in. Mike, their credibility with the town, with the city, is shot. It's shot. People look at them and say, they've been a joke for a year plus. Really, it goes back to the All-Star break or the trading deadline of 2019. They started out that year like crap. They fired the general manager in the middle of the year. They didn't pick up anyone at the deadline. You know, since that time, it's been calamity that nobody has even thought about the Red Sox really earnestly for over a year, closer to a year and a half. They need somebody there that can give them a little bit of juice.
Okay, we'll reset our Celtics thoughts on a reentry Monday in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jimmy Butler will dribble out the clock. In 6 years after LeBron James last led them there, the Miami Heat are back in the NBA Finals. And guess who's waiting for them? And for the Celtics, as we said, a season a year ago that was just defined by trouble. This year ends inside a bubble. Last year was the market correction. This year's team picked up the pieces. They restored Celtics pride. Last year, as we said, so short of expectations. This year they exceeded them. They got one big step closer to home. But they will look ahead to next year. The Miami Heat have won the Eastern Conference Championship. They close out the Celtics in Game 6 tonight by a final of 125-113.
That's how it ended here last night on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Boy, Grandy, we restored Celtic pride after gagging away, you know, five of the six games. I don't know, they led in every game, right? Right, in the second half.
I think that's right.
I mean, he's gagging away a Eastern Conference final against a beatable opponent that they're better than. Restored Celtic pride. Wow. And overachieved? How did they overachieve losing to the five-seeded Heat?
They restored Celtic pride walking off the arena floor with crap in their pants.
Seriously.
Or he means like that crap movie of the same name.
But how do you overachieve? You were the three. They were the five. You're better than them.
Right.
How'd you overachieve?
No, they didn't. They underachieved. They played choking dogs in this series to a lesser opponent.
I mean, I can't tell you how disappointed I was with how they played in the series.
Someone saw it coming here. Go ahead, Jimmy. Hit it. It's the email of the day.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I really hate you. Is a bull.
The Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Phishing, ransomware, and employees who click on bad links can put you out of business. Get protected by Mimecast, the number one email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Learn more at Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E-C-A-S-T, Mimecast.com. Email of the day, subject line, let Tony Bleh. Final analysis of the often entertaining cat fight that you guys had all year, Hoops Debate 2020.
Meow.
Between Dr. James Naismith, Maz, and Jack Ramsey, Felger, in which Mike spent the year trying to get Tony to admit that these Celtics could make a Final Four run and completely and legitimately compete for a championship. That debate, in the end, after barely getting by future Hall of Famer Fred Van Fleet, and with Game 6 in the balance, the entire franchise pulls a SB Jimmy G and shows less sack than that lanky bar back from the Wisconsin Supper Club. I don't get that last reference.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Winner, Maz. Now take a deep breath and bleh your beautiful Italian heart out, writes Patrick.
I'd be like another victory! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
So I don't know what you'd be blowing, though. I told you the Celtics were championship contenders, and they were. Do you think they did not contend this year?
Not really.
They contended! They went to Game 6 of the East Final. That's contending.
The bottom line is Miami's better than you thought they were. That's the bottom line.
I'm baiting you,
you big baby.
The Celtics aren't as good as I gave him credit for.
Correct.
But they contended. If you're going to Game 6 of the East Finals, that's contending.
Yes, I'll grant you that. Yeah.
Okay, all right. The bleh. How do you like that?
Yeah, no, they contended. Sort of. But yeah, I mean, technically, you get to this stage. Did they have a shot to win it at the end? And my answer is yes.
Yeah, they did.
So I'll give you that one. But boy, did they crap their pants.
Oh, man.
Wow, did they crap their pants. Like, in all honesty, I you're going to find this comical when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm really not interested in being right. I'm really not.
Right.
I'm just trying to tell you what I believe to be factually true.
Did you read Shaughnessy today?
Yeah, I read Shaughnessy.
Okay, tell me if you agree or disagree. Let's face it, Celts not as good as they think they are, was the headline. True or false?
True. Absolutely true.
First sentence, the lead. If you like basketball, you know the right team won. True or false?
True.
100% true.
True.
Team that played better together, passed the ball better, was more clutch, was more tough, had better will, was better coached, all that. All those qualities that you want in your team, the Heat had over you. I agree with that 100%. If you like basketball, you know the right team won. That's true. He said, let the record show that the 2019-2020 Celtics in no way deserve to win this series. True or false?
True.
And no, false, because I still think going in, I still believe that they were the better team.
No. He said deserve.
Deserve. Though. I know what he's trying to say there, and that is, you didn't play well enough in the big moments to win the series.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like they were screwed out of anything.
Yeah.
The refs didn't screw them out. That it wasn't any bad luck.
That sentence is kind of manipulative.
But I agree with him. What should have happened, happened.
Yeah, right.
The team that played better and played the right way deserved to win. You did not. I agree. He says the Celts gave it a pretty good run. But in the end, they presented as front-running posers who folded whenever a game went into crunch time.
True.
Yes, 100%.
Best line in the article.
There you go.
True. Oh, boy, is that true.
Front-running posers who folded whenever the game went into crunch time. Boy, is that true. Green teamers should face the fact that these Celtics, who are fawned over and comport themselves as if they've already put some banners in the rafters, have won nothing yet.
True.
Ah, standing ovation.
So that last line in particular, like, I have felt that way for a while about these young guys. I mean, again, at least Kyrie had a ring. So I get where the attitude comes from. The rest of them, I have no idea where the attitude comes from. It bugs the crap out of me. It's bugged the crap out of me for 3 years.
It permeates the whole Celtics culture, too. It's like you've already put a rafter up there. You already put a banner up there in the rafters. And, we played it all the time last year, but Jaylen Brown, coming off of last year, carried himself like they actually beat the Cavaliers in that 7-game series versus blowing the 7-point fourth-quarter lead at home, you know, in the Garden, which is what it was, right? Weren't they up 7 in the fourth?
I think that's right.
Or something like that. That, you know, Jaylen Brown, when he sits down with Jessica Rabbit there, the gal with the amazing figure.
Taylor Rooks.
What is it?
Taylor Rooks.
You know, so like, I could be like 5'6", you know. It's like the way he carried himself was like they had actually won that series, not lost that series. So I think the players act like they've arrived. I think the fans act like they've arrived. And it doesn't do anyone any favors.
No, it absolutely does not. It's the worst thing you can be in that league is start to think you're entitled to something.
Shaughnessy writes, the 2020 playoffs go down as a wasted opportunity. True or false?
True.
Durant and Irving are back next year.
And the bubble thing is huge. I mean,
huge.
No road games.
You didn't have to go to Toronto. You didn't have to go to Milwaukee if it came to pass. You didn't. What an opportunity. Giannis gone. Durant hurt. Kyrie hurt. LeBron gone. Kawhi Leonard gone. Whole thing could be different next year.
And if you'd gotten to the finals, you wouldn't have had to go to L.A.
What a wasted opportunity. He writes, the 2020 Celtics had more talent than the Heat.
True.
Debatable.
It's true or false, man. So you don't get to choose that one.
True or false?
False. Let me ask you a simple question right now. Draft the series again.
Okay, so knowing what we know now, and I'm not using recency bias?
Yeah.
Okay, number one.
Tatum.
Butler.
Okay. Tatum won, Butler. Butler. Was Butler really the second most talented player in this series?
No, Adebayo was.
Or did he just lead the series in sack? You know, in sort of toned setting and like...
Well, see, that's no small thing to me. I think that's a big part of what your best player does in these games. I do. I'm not kidding.
I mean, I just think we're talking about an intangible now.
I'll tell you what. Split the difference. Fine. He's two.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he's two. If talent, pure talent, I feel like it's between Adebayo and Brown.
Adebayo had a better series than Brown.
He did. Who's more talented?
I told you.
Yeah, I know.
No. I'm going 1-2 Tatum. I mean, I'll go 1-2 Tatum Butler. That's a wash. Go to 3-4.
Recency bias.
In the top five, probably too.
Okay, so go to 3-4.
Like Hero and Dragic, I liked more than Kemba Walker.
So can we do the top two on both sides? Tatum, Brown, and Adebayo, Butler, and call it a wash.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now where do we go?
Okay. So look, I'm just telling you, like, I liked Hero and Dragic better than Kemba Walker. They're not better than Kemba Walker. They're not. Those guys are not better than Kemba Walker. They're not better than Marcus Smart.
I mean, I think Dragic and Kemba Walker are pretty close.
If you threw those four or five players up for a draft, Dragic, Hero, Smart, Kemba Walker out for a draft across the NBA. I mean, Hero would go one because of his age, okay? But I'm sorry. Like, if just for a game tonight, your guys are going first.
I'm not convinced of that.
I know you're not.
I just don't think Walker's as good as you do. And Smart, I think, showed what the flaws are in his game. I'd take their two over your two.
All right. It's debatable.
I'm going to miss this bickering.
It's debatable.
I'm serious.
Did the Celts contend for a title?
Yes, true.
Yes, they did. I'll give you that one.
Yes, okay. There you go. That was the season-long debate.
So are you conceding that the talent is even?
I'm conceding that... no, the Celts have more talent.
Oh, and I'm the a-hole that can't admit when I'm wrong.
Celts have more talent. I'll say the gap isn't as big as I thought. You know, because Kemba Walker's not the player I thought.
And Adebayo's better than you thought.
And Adebayo, he is, but there's also a mismatch thing there, too.
I
mean, a lot of that is the fact that you can't defend in there.
Yes.
I mean, he's not going to do that against Anthony Davis and, what L.A.'s got. Is McGee coming off the bench for them?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard is what I meant.
No, so look,
he's not doing that against them.
No, he's a good passer, though. He'll be able to contribute in other ways. So
He's not going to be half the player he was in this series.
Agreed. But he's pretty good.
He is good. I like him. Yeah, but that's really more about you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Celtics aren't as good as everyone thinks they are.
Shaughnessy writes, please let's not frame this as a learning experience for a young team.
True.
Can we get back to agree the things we agree on? The Shaughnessy negativity?
Let's just steamroll. Go for it.
Isn't that totally green teamer, though? Oh, they'll be back next year. Always next year. They're always building towards something. Is it Marcus Smart's been here 6 years? Is it five for Brown or four for Brown?
Four for Brown, three for Tatum.
Three out of the last four Eastern. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals three out of the last four. They had the Cavaliers home game seven, couldn't close. They had, as we know now, a deeply flawed Milwaukee team who was not a championship team, up 1-0 last year and folded like a house of cards. And this one they lost to an inferior, sorry Mavs, Heat team in the finals after barely squeaking by a really inferior Toronto team, just again talent wise the previous round. This is not a learning experience. This is sort of trending towards who they are. You know, they're a little closer to who they are than we've got a long way to go to see. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, I would say so, yes. I mean, if you're looking at Tatum and Brown as the core, because Smart, again, to me, is sort of on the line there, but they're more than half, you know, they're at least halfway through it, more than halfway, because Brown's in his fourth year. So they should be getting close now. They should be getting close, and that thing was... For them to just melt the way they did in the fourth quarter last night, I told you, I think that sequence crystallized it more than any other. Miami gets a little bit of control of the game. What do the Celtics do? They crap their pants and start chucking up threes.
Oh, my God. I think in every game this series, you had command in the second half at some point. Every game. And you lost in six.
I mean, it's the equivalent of being down, 4 points on your 20-yard line, just whipping the ball down the field.
Okay, there's your Celtics reset. We'll give you the Patriots reset after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure,
and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.